I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always good to have you back on. I saw JT Daniels speaking to the media, and there were a couple of things that really stood out to me, and I want to know what you thought about his comments. One, he says he's been hanging around his teammates a lot, really hadn't gone back home. He's been here. Two, he doesn't like being away because he loves the game. And three, he said that there are guys that are really improving, like Zamir White and Darnell Washington, which are things that Kirby hasn't really talked about. What did you make of what JT Daniels had to say?
So JT Daniels from Los Angeles was the USC starting quarterback as a freshman there. And that's an incredibly scrutinized position. And with that comes, I think, you know, knowing how to speak to the media, talk to the media, play the sort of back and forth that you have with the media. And in talking with JT yesterday, we talked to him a few times before, it's just really refreshing because he understands what we do and we sort of understand what he's asked to do there. So it's a refreshing back and forth where, you know, we sort of let him speak his mind and then he gives us stuff to write and talk about. And I think really just having that, because that's not how Kirby Smart operates. He comes from that Nick Saban mold of, yeah, we're not going to say anything at all. We're going to keep it as little out there as you can. And JT, I think, knows and understands the media game coming from his time at USC where he was in such an intense spotlight. And really, I think that attitude is something similar. You mentioned he's not going home. Since he arrived in Georgia last June, he has not left to go back to California. And I think he's treating this entire time at Georgia and really this year as a business trip. He is planning to use this coming season as a very successful one to launch himself into the 2022 NFL draft and become a high NFL draft pick. So it's a very business-like approach from JT Daniels, and I, for one, really appreciate that.
Why would anyone go back to California, Carl, once they've been in Athens? I'll say. Hey, man, talk about Tyke Smith. Carl talked about it the other day. They bring in an assistant from West Virginia, so this was a logical move.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Georgia, you know, that when Richard LeCount went out last year, obviously they lost a lot, but they don't have another playmaker in their secondary, a guy who can get his hands on balls, force interceptions, force fumbles, tackles for loss, things of that nature. And that's what Tyke Smith did last year for West Virginia, where he was coached by Jamil Adai, who is now the defensive backs coach at Georgia. Smith is a guy, third-team All-American, 2 year starting experience up there. I know it's the Big 12, but West Virginia actually had the number one pass defense in the country last season. So with bringing Smith in, obviously he doesn't fill all your needs in that secondary, specifically the cornerback position, because that's not what he's going to play. He's going to play that safety sort of star role where he can move around and be all over the field. But he is a talented playmaker. He is a veteran, which Georgia just does not have a lot of in the secondary right now. So I think, as you said, it's a very logical move for this Georgia team and this Georgia defense.
We're talking dogs with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. All right, I want to go back to JT real quick. Are we overhyping him? I mean, he only played 4 games. Now, I know they were really good in the games he played in, but are we overhyping what he is and what he's going to be this upcoming season with the Dogs?
So I actually think we're underhyping him.
Oh.
I don't think we're necessarily talking enough, or at least maybe not we, but the national scene, the national media. I maybe don't think that Daniels is sort of getting talked about in the way that maybe he should, given 5-star pedigree coming out in that 2018 recruiting class. The only guys that were ranked ahead of him were Trevor Lawrence and JT Daniels, who are going to go in the top 10 of next month or this month's NFL draft. He's a guy who showed some really impressive things. Specifically, look at that Mississippi State game. Georgia loses that game if he does not play as well as he does in that game. And while, yes, he only played 4 games that past season, he's going to get healthier coming off that knee injury he sustained back in 2019 from USC. He's going to get another year in an NFL system with Todd Monken, who I think impressed a lot of people last season. So I understand the concerns about the small sample size, but you only have to look at what Mac Jones did a season ago, where he, I believe, also only started 4 games and went on to explode and become what now might be the number 3 overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So I understand from maybe a Georgia perspective why it might seem we're maybe blowing up JT Daniels a little bit, but I actually think when you take a step back and look at it from the national perspective, I'm not sure college football understands just how quite good JT Daniels could be at Georgia this coming season.
Hey, again, we've asked that question a million times. What if he was there in the second half against Alabama? And again, it was driving everybody crazy. And it was driving you guys crazy at Dog Nation because we could never get a straight answer. Okay, he's practicing with the practice squad, but he's not yet good enough to go. Connor Riley's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer, Connor from Dog Nation. So I saw in the latest blog, Kyrus Jackson says that Georgia still got a talented room in the wide receivers, even without George Pickens. So, I mean, I know we've asked you this before, but who else steps up on the offense now with some of the guys out, especially for the spring game?
I think, for the spring game, it'll be a little different, but I think come this fall, Jermaine Burton is a name that a lot of people are going to know, someone who JT had mentioned even before he went down with his own injury. It's a slight knee injury, hyperextended knee. He'll be out for the rest of spring, but it's not something long-term, no surgery or anything like that. I think he is the guy that really now emerges as the number one receiver in this Georgia offense, with George Pickens out for the foreseeable future. A guy to really, I think, look for if you haven't been paying attention to Georgia football all that much in GDA is Justin Robinson. He's a 6'4", big-bodied wide receiver out of the Atlanta area, has made some impressive plays in practice, and is sort of continuing to develop his second year in the program. I think from someone who could potentially replace what Pickens did from that physical aspect of the wide receiver position, Justin Robinson is someone to really watch out for because I think he could use what he's done in this spring. And really, with all the injuries at that wide receiver position, the opportunity that he's had to propel himself into having a bigger second year for Georgia.
Who's the chemistry going to be with, do you think? Do you think there will be, or is JT going to spread it around, or are we going to have that connection where there's a guy that's just going to be above and beyond everybody else and there will be a special connection with Daniels?
So I think that's one of the things that's going to be interesting to see how it develops because it was so clear that Pickens and Daniels had a connection. Mm. You think back to that Missouri game, there were a couple of times where JT would just chuck it up and he'd feel comfortable that George would come down with it. Kyrus Jackson is a very reliable receiver. He's going to be in the right spot at the right times, and so I think that makes it very easy to develop a chemistry with JT. I also think the guy I mentioned a little bit earlier, Jermaine Burton, is someone who you've heard JT talk about him. JT's first start, Jermaine Burton had 197 receiving yards. That was his first real game action out there. So I think Jermaine Burton and Kyrus Jackson are the two guys where there's a pass rusher coming at JT. He's got to look to get rid of it, try and make a play there. I think those are going to be the two guys that get the ball thrown their way more often than not this coming fall.
I know on the blog you guys are talking. We're talking Dog Nation, by the way, with Connor Riley. Is it Adonai Mitchell?
Yes.
And what's his special thing?
Adonai Mitchell. So interestingly enough, he did not play high school football last fall. He had reclassified from the 2020 class to the 2021 class and just spent last fall training, getting in shape, getting ready to come to the University of Georgia. And talking with JT Daniels and talking with Terrence Edwards, a former Georgia wide receiver, the school's only 1,000-yard receiver who trains a lot of wide receivers in the Atlanta area, says this guy is going to surprise a lot of people. And Mitchell, not exactly the highest-rated recruit. He was a mid-three-star recruit, number, 394 player in the country, but has great size at 6'3", and has been described as quick twitch, someone who can get in and out of routes really quickly, not going to blow you away speed-wise or leap out of the building like Pickens, but someone who I've heard from enough people now, he is making the sort of things where obviously he's a freshman, you want to give him some time, but early on the returns have been very good for Adonai Mitchell.
Cool.
Give out your Twitter handle, how people can find your stuff, Connor, so they can go follow you.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley, as well as reading all our latest stuff at Dog Nation. Really appreciate you guys having me on, Mike and Carl. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.